USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
U.S. military officials and the FBI are working to screen all of the National Guard troops being deployed to Washington, D.C. ahead of Wednesday's inauguration. Around 25,000 troops will be on hand as security has been tightened around the U.S. Capitol after the breach of the Capitol building 2 weeks ago. Officials say they don't have any specific intelligence that there are any inside threats, but are taking the extra steps to ensure that the inauguration is a safe event. Senator Ben Cardin says heightened security is a step towards protecting our democracy. The Maryland Democrat tells MSNBC that taking some extra precautions is the right thing to do.
I think they're taking every conceivable precaution to make sure that January 20th is a safe day for our country and for our democracy. So they're taking extra precautions. As you said, there's no specific risk of anyone in the National Guard being compromised, but it's the right thing to do. Safety has to be our first priority.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A woman the FBI is accusing of stealing a laptop from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office and attempting to sell it to Russia has been arrested. Riley June Williams was arrested Monday in Pennsylvania and is charged with violent entry of the U.S. Capitol. In a court filing, the FBI alleges that Williams took the laptop during the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th as part of a group of people who got into the Speaker's office. A witness told the Bureau that Williams intended on selling the laptop to Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. Williams is one of more than 100 people arrested so far for actions during the storming of the Capitol. And country superstar Garth Brooks says he'll be performing at Wednesday's inauguration. Brooks announced Monday that he would perform at the Capitol, calling the opportunity a chance to serve and not a political statement, but a statement of unity. He'll join already announced performers Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez. Brooks also performed at the inauguration of President Barack Obama in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at eAuto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A caravan of migrants from Honduras has been stopped in Guatemala by police and soldiers blocking a rural highway. Several thousand people left Honduras last week heading for the U.S. southern border, only to be stopped over the weekend. Guatemalan security forces have managed to thin the crowds as some of the migrants have agreed to be transported back to Honduras. Mark Morgan, the acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, says this caravan is a sign of things to come under President-elect Joe Biden's loosening of the country's immigration policy. He tells Fox News that drug and human traffickers were also listening to Biden's campaign promises regarding immigration reform.
For over a year, the Biden administration, the campaign, has been very, very clear that they're going to undo everything that President Trump did and basically open the borders. And look, the migrants, the cartels, and human smuggling organizations, they listen. And so we anticipated this. We predicted exactly what's happened. Thousands and thousands of individuals in a caravan now already broke through the Honduran-Guatemalan border, halfway through Guatemala on the way to the United States. We knew this was going to happen.
And the University of Tennessee will reportedly fire head football coach Jeremy Pruitt on Tuesday. Pruitt and the football program have been the target of NCAA investigations into potential recruiting violations. The university says that the information given to them indicates a number of serious rules violations and that immediate action needed to be taken. The school has also sent letters of termination to two assistant coaches and six other staff members identified in the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.